This is personal. Tony Stark will pay for throwing me in prison as if I were some...
You're Canadian?
All right, hosers!
For a limited time only, all AE blue jeans under $30.
Ohatmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. This was the second volume of the official handbook, or Ohatmu for short, with more pages and more art pulled from the comics themselves. And we cover it in the style of the Legion of Super Bloggers famed Hot or Not feature, with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, we don't cover each issue all in one go, but a few characters at a time. Double warning, if I know my guests, listener discretion is advised. Ohatmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid of Siskoid's Blog of Geekery, and with me today are...
I'm Elise, Havana Nights from Hot or Not.
This is Isabel, co-creator of the YouTube channel Mindlinked, and lip balm on Hot or Not.
I'm Amelie from the YouTube channel Amy Ultraviolet.
This is Natalie, co-creator of the YouTube channel Mindlink, also DJ Nat on Hot or Not.
This is Josie, art girl from Hot or Not.
This is Shotgun from Hot or Not.
Episode 2, Aim to American Eagle.
Advanced Idea Mechanics. An organization of brilliant criminal scientists. They all wear a version of this uniform. They started as a division of Hydra, but eventually became independent. These days, they've even got their own island country, where absolutely no limits are put on scientific experimentation and discovery. Also pictured, Hive henchmen overrunning a Kirby vehicle.
Hey, Hydra. So they're evil?
Yes?
Okay. I mean, it looks like a hazmat suit.
Yeah. I don't understand how the boots and the gloves connect with the rest of the suit. What's going on there?
It's a very large zipper.
Why is it so tight on the chest area?
Yeah. Oh, and yeah. Somehow very blousy in the arms
and the legs. And then very tight.
Yeah,
on
that
the
doesn't
pecs.
Actually make sense.
And the mask is just, why is it square?
It looks like a waste basket.
Yeah.
Definitely. Or a really large top hat.
Because of the collar.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I like the belt. It slightly looks like a skull, like eyes and nose.
Okay. I would wear that belt.
And I like it. Yeah. I'm okay with them.
I feel like I would be really uncomfortable in that suit. I mean, I cannot help but think that the whole body parts are sticking and...
Oh, yeah, like, it's just, like, sticky? It's like,
yeah, it would be really, like fitted to your body, and then you would sweat, and it would be all gross.
Like a scuba suit, where it's just, like...
Yeah. No. It looks like latex that's somehow baggy at certain spots.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to latex, so that's a problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See? I'm saying not right now.
I like that the description says that there are no limits in their experiments. I think that could be interesting. Also scary, but kind of interesting in the bedroom.
Sure. Adventurous.
No, adventurous.
Risk-taking. Risk-taking.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with being mutated.
He's literally covered head to toe, but I mean, you could probably figure it out.
So, wait, are you saying that they would be able to clone us, and then we could answer the question if we have sex with our clone? Is it masturbation?
I mean, it's for science.
They have no ethics.
But you're okay with being mutated, just casual mundane mutations.
I mean, it depends what kind of mutation, I guess.
But if you want to have bigger boobs.
That is not okay.
Boob.
Yeah, no, I... Boobs.
Mutation in general, I'm just... No.
The no ethics thing kind of freaks me out.
Yeah,
it freaks me out.
I feel like there's a line that should not be crossed, and...
They're probably experimenting on animals and other people. And...
The poor bunnies.
They're probably, like, those people that you're friends with, and then nobody wants to invite you anywhere anymore because they know you're going to bring that person.
Or they're going to invite they're going to invite themselves, even if you don't.
Last time we invited you, you brought him, and he genetically mutated everyone. Now we all have four arms.
And we can't eat cheese.
Am I the only one that has a problem with that shade of yellow?
That's not great.
No, it's
for a whole suit. Like, if it was part of the suit was yellow, okay, but I feel like it's a little obnoxious.
It reminds me of Mr. Clean.
They do have a country, right? It's a country?
An island country.
So it's tropical.
So seaside vacations are a possibility.
I don't like the beach.
That's what they wear for seaside living.
it's in the Caribbean.
Is there like a bathing suit alternative to this?
They still have to wear the beehive helmet.
Oh, well, that sucks.
The helmet?
Your tan will be all wrong.
The helmet and the belt.
So aim. Hot or not?
No.
Big strong no.
I'm gonna know it no. No.
I'm just confused.
I think he's a guilty pleasure.
I mean, I'm going on a vacation in the Caribbean.
Come back with 4 years.
AIM controls this building. We are the greatest collection of minds on this planet.
I'm confused then. Didn't you say that you were here to loot the place?
No.
Ah, common looter.
You should be more respectful.
Alpha Flight. Kind of a preview for you guys, since you don't see any of their bodies. All the members of this team get their own entries later. Alpha Flight is the Marvel Universe's premier Canadian team, brought together to defend the country from coast to coast. When this issue of Ohatmu came out, the members were Guardian, Shaman, Sasquatch, Aurora, and Northstar, Snowbird, Marina, Puck, and Talisman, and Box, and Vindicator, who appears twice because she's also Heather Hudson on top. Yeah, we'll meet these people again. But what are your thoughts on having a Canadian team?
That is awesome!
I'm cool with this.
And its name. That's all you got, really.
Alpha Do they play hockey on lunch breaks?
Well, there's one at the guy that's called Puck.
He becomes a Puck.
I feel like they're very, like, using Canadian stereotypes, which kind of annoys me.
Sasquatch and Shaman.
Shaman.
Yeah, even North Star. Yeah, the Shaman is kind of racist.
Aurora and North Star. Are they twins?
Yes.
They're twins. Good.
So their secret lair is its Morphins, right?
The secret lair is actually under Parliament.
Oh, wow.
So we could have good location.
Yeah, we could just stop there and say hi to Justin.
I think the team was actually formed under Trudeau Senior.
Oh, so they might have a reunion now.
That's nice. Trudeau was in the comics, I remember.
That is awesome.
That's brilliant.
That's most excellent.
Yeah, I'm 100% on that. That's hilarious.
I like that there's like an alien.
That one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From Newfoundland.
No,
she's an alien.
Born in Newfoundland.
She's an alien egg that hatched in Newfoundland. Anyway, that's a preview.
I'm pretty sure that there are none from New Brunswick.
Is
so
there any from the Maritimes?
None from the Maritimes. It's always been my beef.
It would be a potato.
I don't think Alpha Flight ever had any characters from New Brunswick.
Lobster.
It would be a potato from the island.
Yeah, I think that's what annoys me because it's stereotypical Canadian North. Because it's all like winter things and like snowy.
We do have like a solid 1.5 months of summer.
Yeah. We only have snow for like 4 months. We have other seasons. Yeah.
So when they fight, do they like apologize? Are they super polite?
They're not super polite, but the two Quebecers are certainly not polite at all.
Of course not.
Can't say that's polite. Surprising.
Which one is the Quebec people?
Yeah.
The twins? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
She looks very...
They're so from Montreal.
Yeah. Look at the hair.
She is.
Also, Snowbird looks pissed.
Oh, yeah. She looks serious.
She's not having a good day.
Each of these characters has their own entry.
Yep.
So we'll get a chance to deconstruct them. But the team, hot or not?
Are they good?
Yes, they're heroes.
No, I mean, are they any good? Like, are they? Do their powers globally, do they make sense? Are they alright?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. How are they on the international stage? Are they respected? Can you sew their flag on your backpack?
I mean, Alpha Flight is a bit of a generic name.
In Canada, really, that's not the worst place in the world, so...
Anyway, Canada, not the worst place in the world.
I mean, we have a superhero team, but maybe they're not that useful because there's not so much crime as anywhere else.
But they cover
maybe
a lot of
crime. There's not so much crime because they're there.
True.
True, though.
Sorry, I had to. I think it's cool that they exist. It's a little stereotypical, which is not great.
Yeah.
But I mean, I will give them a chance. I will wait until we see each and every one of them to say if they are. But as a team, I think it's hot.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's a cool idea.
I would write hot in snow.
And that's confusing.
They're so hot that they melt the snow.
Exactly.
You're Canadian?
All right, hosers, I want all 12 of us fighting for every meter on all three downs. And we're going to make this a boxing day the Prime Minister will never forget.
Okay, well, you don't have zero experience.
Alpha primitives.
That sounds racist.
A race of subhuman workers employed by the Inhumans for manual labor. They were artificially created 4,000 years ago by an Inhuman geneticist as basically docile, sexless clones. They have no culture, no need for recreation, and cannot speak. In modern times, they were freed and live under the Inhuman city of Atalan. It became illegal to clone more of them. Also pictured, alpha primitives racing from left to right.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I just feel like hugging them.
That's just depressing.
You're allowed to have a culture.
Yeah, no culture, no speak, and what are those teeth?
Teeth.
Do they not have dentists?
No, it reminds me of Nick and Mallrat in Kim Possible.
Yeah.
But
he also kind of looks like a monkey, though.
Yeah.
With a face.
I think that's the idea.
I think that's why it's a bit racist.
Yeah. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's because of the way the suit goes up to the forehead. That's weird.
And the shape of the jaw and the nose connects together, it's just no.
No, it basically looks like...
I mean, just the word primitives is uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that.
I feel sorry for them.
I mean, that's just sad.
So when they were freed, did they do stuff?
Mm.
Did they eventually learn how to talk?
No.
I mean, if they never learn how to speak or have a culture, even if they're free, what are they going to do?
Oh.
That's just sad.
And they have short lifespans, so if you don't make any more, and they can't they can't procreate.
They could be really good
30 or 40
listeners.
Years.
What?
They could be really good listeners.
Aww.
I don't know if he looks like a good listener.
Good thought is there.
What is the main work that they make them do?
Manual labor.
Okay.
So, pushing rocks.
So strange.
Now I feel bad.
Humans did this?
Inhumans.
Inhumans did this.
I like the belt a little bit.
I don't like the colors. It's brown with beige.
Yeah, the colors are very boring. But I mean, I guess there would be no point in making the suits exciting for them.
Yeah.
In this situation.
They just want them to look like monkeys.
Well, yeah, basically.
Alpha primitives, hot or not?
Sad.
Sad.
Yeah.
I want to give them a hug.
The people who did this are not. That's what I say.
Exactly.
We're going to take them in and make them our friends.
The American Eagle is a Navajo Indian superhero with superhuman strength, speed, stamina, and senses, which he gained from a combination of ultrasonics fired by the villain Claw and uranium radiation from the mine he was trying to peacefully close down because it was on a site sacred to his people. In addition to his powers, he also carried a special crossbow that can fire blunt bolts that stun opponents.
And additional to that, he has a clothesline?
American Eagle.
American Eagle.
But I feel very, very uncomfortable. It's just
culturally insensitive.
Inappropriate.
It looks like Captain America is wearing an offensive Halloween costume.
But it culturally insensitive, though? Because he actually is Navajo, right?
Right.
So and a leader. He's a tribal leader.
Yeah, so it's actually...
Okay. Yeah.
He's actually that.
That's true.
So,
okay, then
I don't
that makes
think
it more okay.
You're supposed to wear...
Yeah, it's just a chief that can wear the
but
headband.
He is a chief.
So okay.
But I think you're just supposed to wear it on special occasions.
Special occasions.
Yeah, I don't think it's
ceremonies.
Like an everyday...
I don't know that.
But I
don't know. Presume that I do. Yeah,
he's the one person who can wear it at Coachella.
He's meant to be the Native American Captain America.
Yeah. Well, he does look like that.
Yeah,
he's very obvious.
That was achieved.
The same colors.
Yeah. I mean, crossbows are awesome.
Crossbows are cool.
Badass.
But they only stun. It only stuns that one.
Yep. He's a peaceful kind of guy.
That's nice. I like that. Like, he's super strong, but he's not, like, fighting to actually kill people. No. That's pretty cool.
He was trying to carry me when I'm weak.
Aww. He's strong and sensitive. We like that.
Yep.
I do. Is he pulling a tree out of the ground?
Yep.
Yeah.
Violently pulling a tree.
That is kind of hot. He can build me a house with that tree.
So is this what happens when he goes camping?
Yes, we brought the camping!
Deforestry.
But I mean, he sounds like a nice guy.
Yeah.
He was peacefully trying to close down that mine.
Everyone else sucks. Everyone else always sucks.
American Eagle doesn't suck.
it just sounds like we're endorsing the line. The
closing line. And I surely don't. So
he's just wearing the AE.
God, yeah. American Eagle isn't one of our sponsors. No, there are other clothing lines available.
But if you want to sponsor.
On downtime, though, this guy wears polos.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. He looks so sad.
No, he looks serious.
Because he's carrying the weight of the world on his shoulders.
Yes.
Aww. He's seen some shit.
He has everything in his mind, and he's thinking of how to solve everything with a serious look.
And he's not too muscly.
Like, he is, but it's not as bad as other people.
I like his forearms. I really like muscle forearms. I don't know why.
Right. He's got big feet.
Look at his calves.
Actually, his feet proportion to calf is a little intense.
His calves are huge. He would have problems finding boots.
That's why he's wearing shoes.
Weird things. Yeah. With the feathers.
There's a lot of feather detailing happening around there.
Hands, yeah.
I don't know if I like it.
The American Eagle, hot or not?
I think hot.
Yeah, hot.
I mean, he seems like a genuinely nice person. He looks a little bit too much like Captain America, but...
Yeah, maybe not the most creative.
No, I wouldn't say that.
But he's the one who sounds the most approachable so far. So. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
like, he seems like somebody I could know.
And as silly as it sounds, I can't see his hair, but I see that he has black hair. A big bonus.
Yeah, that's me.
I like dark hair.
But he's a leader, too.
Yeah, that's it.
He can take control.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm.
He can decide where we want to go on dates because I can never decide.
See?
There you go.
And I just don't know about where he's holding his crossbow because I can't see if there's a bulge or not.
You can see it right here.
But maybe he's being humble. He doesn't want to intimidate
the other ones that were flat like him.
We saw a couple of them. Yeah.
I wish we could see his eyes.
Yeah, the eyes are important.
Eyes, they're brown.
Well, okay, that's
a bummer.
I feel like he might be a little self-righteous, though. Not self-righteous, but militant all the time.
Oh, is he a hipster?
If I use K-cups, is he gonna hate me?
Yeah.
Probably.
Is he a condescending hipster?
I feel like we might end up in conversations where I'm sighing.
I would judge you if you use a K-cup. Or like, you used too many napkins there.
Yeah.
That's two more that you should have used. Well, it's just, there was water everywhere.
What if he's vegan?
That's too much work for me. I'm not...
Even vegetarian is too much
work
for me.
Is he going to be pissed at me because I'm not shopping local?
Mm. He's going to be pissed at you if you don't buy American Eagle.
And then locally.
What are you wearing?
I don't see the AE anywhere.
I like skinny jeans. I like straight jeans. Just whatever the mood of the day is. Live your life.
American Eagle Outfitters.
Art credits. Aim by Don Drake. Alpha Flight Headshots by John Byrne. Alpha Primitives by Ron Wilson. And American Eagle by Ron Wilson.
Black Canary.
I'll need a sparring partner.
I'm Zatanna.
Why do you care about some leggy dame in nylons? Or have I answered my own question?
Black Canary and Zatanna, together in one podcast. I'm Ryan Daly, and I've got a thing for superheroes in fishnet stockings. That's why I started Power of Fishnets, the Black Canary and Zatanna podcast. Join me every 2 weeks as I celebrate the Blonde Bombshell and the Mistress of Magic in their exciting adventures published by DC Comics. Power of Fishnets, available on iTunes and at fireandwaterpodcast.com.
We did get some comments. On Facebook, Al Sedano said this was a great listen this morning, nice job. And also says, Ohadmu or Not was one of the funniest things I have heard in a while, thank you. But most of the comments were on the blog. Mike W. said it's probably a good thing you don't get into specifics on the characters. Some of those stories were pretty goofy in hindsight, like the Absorbing Man when he got turned into cardboard. I think El Aguila was created in the 70s, so that would explain the colorful... I can't wait to see what the ladies think of Captain Ultra, or even Luke Cage. True enough. In fact, El Aguila was created by Dave Cockrum and Mary Jo Duffy in 1979. So, borderline. Chris said, great first episode, although I think Absorbing Man should have been in a later episode under N for nippleless. Give me more. We will. We have. D said, this was quite a fun listen during this morning's commute. I have to agree that Adamantium is pretty hot, though I kept waiting for commentary about Dr. Myron McLean. Does McLean's patterned baldness and lab coat put him in the hot category? Sounds like you're projecting. Jeremy Patrick said, good stuff, Siskoid. I've never listened to one of your podcasts before, but I'll come back for more. Ohadmu was running the Book of the Dead when I first started getting into comics, and it's left me with keen interest in the morbid aspects of the Marvel Universe. Like you, Jeremy, I picked up the original Marvel Universe series during the Book of the Dead, so I only got like 2 issues before it ended. So the deluxe edition came right on its heels, and I was quite happy about it. He also says, I totally don't get why they thought Crusher Creel looked like Jason Statham, though. Well, he compares pictures. Eric said, I just have to wonder whether their opinion of Crusher Creel would have been influenced one way or another if they'd known about the scene in this first storyline where he demonstrates his power by grabbing a curtain and turning into silk, though he immediately changes again, saying, but no guy wants to be made out of silk. Shaq said, really enjoyed the new show. The ladies sound like they're having an absolute blast. Looking forward to more episodes. Yes, Shag, and I hope you like laughing, because there's a lot of laughter in these. Also, I'm impressed the topic of adamantium accessories stayed so clean. Yeah, that's where you go. That's where your mind goes, Shag. These ladies are relatively classy. Relative. Ange said, given that Hot or Not Legion entries are my favorite entries over at the Super Bloggers, I knew I would love hearing the discussion live. Great start. Can't wait to hear more. We also got Facebook likes and shares from Ryan Daly, Al Sedano, Clinton Robison, aka Coffee and Comics Blog, Tim Wallace, Lee Piggy-Lavento, Max Romero, Michelle Fifa, Gord Tolton, Gautam Sharan, Fern, Zach Soto, and Andy Capelush. And on Twitter, retweets and favorites and people excited about the announcement, Coffee and Comics Blog, Michael Wagner, Comics Reflections, Keith G. Baker, Adam Blackmoon, The Roost, The 108th Sage, Legion Bloggers, Tony D., Pointless Ephemera, and Anthony Durso. We'd be appreciative if you left comments over at the Fire and Water Podcast Network. That's fireandwaterpodcast.com. And if you're going to leave comments on social media, the hashtag is FWPodcasts. This is Siskoid signing off for the group. Remember, be hot, don't be naughty.